This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Students, faculty, parents, listeners, and uninvited perverts, it is my honor today to welcome you to Hey Riddle Riddle High School's graduation. As you know, I am Erin Keefe, the principal here at Hey Riddle Riddle High School. 4 short years ago, in July of 2018, you started this journey to become a better riddle solver, improviser, and podcast host. We blinked and now we're here, July of 2022. It's time to celebrate all the work you did over the last 4 years and look forward to the bright future ahead. In a moment, I will invite our valedictorian, salutatorian, and our class president to make a speech. But for now, I want to talk to you about some of our most treasured memories in the brief history of the class of 2022. We took field trips to Riddle City. We defeated Dr. Chameleon time and time again. We had amazing guests make us laugh. We sang like the Swedish Chef, met J.P. Riddles, and begged Smacks the Frog to not fuck our moms. Our soccer team won the state tournament. We met our soulmate, Janet. These 4 years were not free from challenges and obstacles, though. For many recordings in 2019, we would keep accidentally locking each other out of the studio when someone went to the bathroom. You'd have to hope you brought your phone to the bathroom and say something like, "Hey, I'm locked out by accident. Can you come and get me?" Or if you didn't have your phone, you had to bang on the door like a maniac. Erin never really knew when it was time to record. This was only made worse when recording became remote during the pandemic. "Is the recording at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.?" Erin would say. JPC would look at his phone, close his eyes, feel the weight of the world on his shoulders, and patiently text back, "The recording's at 3. We're doing a main feed and a Patreon." Adel held answers to Riddle hostage. JPC gave birth to Pretzel Jesus. And Erin had a weird clicking sound on her audio for over a year that drove Casey insane. These dark moments only made the good times seem even sweeter and adequately prepared every host for the real world. I want to thank the guests of honor today, our listeners. You found us in unusual ways. Some of you typed in riddles into the podcast app, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, thinking that this would be a real riddle podcast. Some of you got forced to listen to us by your weird brother or significant other, silently resenting them for introducing this poison into your life. Some of you heard us mentioned in passing by the podcast My Brother and Me, and thought, "I guess I'll listen to a riddle podcast. I trust Justin." Maybe you're here from Dungeons and Daddies. Maybe you're a fan of Cunt the Badger. Maybe this downloaded on your phone on its own, like the U2 album. No matter how you got here, you're here now. And the curse states that you're not allowed to leave us until 2027, when JPC dies after he gets killed by the followers of his own sex cult. Thank you for listening, and let's get started. I'd like to welcome our valedictorian, Adel Rafai, to the podium for a speech.
Thank you, Erin. And just to piggyback on what you're saying about the bathrooms in the old studio, I remember a time where mid-scene, mid-sentence, sometimes even mid-Erin sentence, Erin would bolt upright in her chair as if possessed by Vecna and say, "I have to go to the bathroom." No warning, no holding her urine, just simply bolting out of her chair and running out of the studio. Hello, future lizards. Hello, all you Kevins and Susies. And hello to all you Sevens and Koozies. We solved it. We really solved it all. Who would have thought we'd be here now? All of you are raising your hands, huh? Fuck me, okay. 4 years is something special. It's something unforgettable, but in the end, seems right. I hope you had the time of your life. And as we go on, we remember all the puzzles we had together. As our lives change, come whatever, we will still be hosts forever. And when you get the chance to sit it out or solve, I hope you solve. I hope you solve. Solve like nobody's watching. And trust me on the sunscreen. And now please welcome to the stage your
Thank you. Huh? Thank you, Adel. Huh? Most of that was plagiarized. Please find your seat.
I don't understand.
And please welcome to the stage now your salutatorian, Janet Varney.
Hey, thanks everybody. It feels so good to be here. Like most salutatorians, I feel like I don't really deserve to be here. I didn't know I was going to be asked to make a speech. Salutatorian is second, you know, best GPA in the class. I feel like, you know, many would argue that's a weird thing to draw attention to. And it's kind of like drawing attention to the fact that I'm the supposed fourth host of the podcast. Many of you may not want to ever hear me referred to as that again. So from now on, you can think of me as, hey, Riddle Riddles, class of 22, salutatorian. I've been so happy to show up, not just as a guest on this podcast, but as a fan. I cannot believe how prevalent Cookie Monster still is in each and every one of these guys' lives. He comes up fucking all the time. I get it. Cookie Monster didn't know how to eat cookies, but you can't use that to get out of every scene. Anyway, to the uninvited perverts in the audience, I just want to say, I don't think it's cool that you got welcomed, even if, even if our principal felt like she wanted to be magnanimous. Please, keep listening to the podcast, but stop being a pervert. Finally, I'd like to dedicate the rest of my speech to three people you may not even have heard of unless you're lucky enough to be a member of the Patreon audience. Flodorius Plomp, Beverly Condolences, and Felix Missingson for bringing me 6 hours of uninterrupted joy that I listened to on a road trip to and from Santa Barbara. I really feel like I understand relationships now. What I don't fucking understand is word avalanches. I gotta go. Peace out.
Thank you, Janet. We'll have someone do a mental health check on you later. Definitely don't have a complex.
I have bugs on my skin.
As you can probably tell by that speech, she was actually the salutatorian of her graduating class. Now, let's welcome to the stage.
Sorry, Aaron. I just thought of something.
You thought of something from your speech?
It's just a funny little joke.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just when Janet said GPA, I was thinking in my head real fast, I did the math, and GPA could stand for great penis addle.
Well, I'm really happy I'm covering the microphone with my hand.
Can you move your hand?
No, I won't. Go sit.
That's fair.
Now let's welcome to the stage Mr. Popular himself, our class president, JPC.
What's up from the beer commercials? Look, the administration said I only have 3 minutes. I'm taking 6. No, but seriously, what a fucking year. Oops, kiss, I can't curse. I get 2, Mr. Majacomo. I get 2. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun, okay? This was a great year, and I would be remiss if I left this stage without shouting out, my boys, the dog pack, here we go, Doogie. You know what you did. The Hooge, where you at?
Woof, woof.
Barklet. Gonzo, Bucky Nuggets, Sinkman. Yeah, Sinkman. We all know why you're called Sinkman.
Piss in the sink.
He pisses in the sink. Slutty Jeff, Riblo, Picky Crix, Narco, Pogo Stick, Pogo Stuck, Schmallow, Little Nicky, and of course...
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. He does a great impression. And of course, my boy, R.I.P., Hansy Pelosi. Hansy Pelosi, I know you're up there in heaven. I know you're up there in heaven because angels need to fly, man. Because angels need to fly. Oh, I said I wasn't gonna get emotional. I said I wasn't gonna get emotional. Fuck! I get 2, Mr. Majacomo. I get 2. I get 2, Mr. Majacomo. That's my 2. That's my 2, and that's my time. Oh, wait, no, it's not. I also want to shout out some of my favorite teachers. You know you did the work. I'm not easy. I'm a handful. Uh-oh. JPC's in my class. It's going to be a hard year. You teachers are the real heroes, okay? You guys do the Lord's work every day, uh-huh. In and out. You deserve pay raises. Make it happen, Mr. Majacomo. You could do it. He drives a Bentley. That's a $150,000 car. What's he doing? Teachers are the real heroes. Mrs. Reynolds, I never knew how to pronounce your name. Where does D go? Where does the D go? Mrs. Reynolds, you're the bomb.
At the end, and only the end.
Huh. You learn something new. You keep teaching me. Dr. Dracula, I know...
What?
I know that you're not a doctor. I know that's not your name. But you had gushers at lunch my freshman year, and now everybody calls you Dr. Dracula. Keep being you, man. You're great. I gotta give it up to Professor Salsa. Again, very similar story. Salsa on his shirt. Salsa on his shirt.
Oh,
day
man.
One.
Oh,
Mrs. Montebello, Mrs. Montebello, everybody in school wanted to bang you. And now, some of us can.
I'm 86 years old, and that means the world to me.
It's great. Our gym coach, Mr. Trampolina. Mr. Trampolina, sorry for jumping on you. The bus driver. The bus driver, Mr. Yigapopoulos. Mr. Yigapopoulos, you drive a mean bus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our executive chef, Chicory Hoyth. Chicory, you gotta tell me what's in those nuggets, man. They the bomb.com, never change.
Chicken and paprika.
Nurse Espiritua, thank you so much. I found that your compassion was never ending. Mr. Pandatonimo, aka Panda Time, we loved having you in class. And then I gotta give it up to Vice Principal Perfeculo. Vice Principal Perfeculo. I know I wasn't easy!
I know I was in your own. I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
I ripped his mask off so many times. And look, all I gotta say is I've had the time of my life here, and I can't wait for the after party at my dad's funeral home. He is out of town for the whole weekend. He's at a big funeral home convention. So the party's.
Can we go in the basement?
We can go anywhere. We can go anywhere. And you know who can't tell us anything? Mr. fucking Giacomo, I already used my two. Take me away, Giacomo. Take me away.
Yay, my grandma, your grandma, sitting by the fire.
Thank you, JPC. And again, sorry to Hansi Pelosi's parents. We're so sorry for your loss this year. We do have some bad news. Sorry, everyone. During the speeches, it did become clear that no one has become a better riddle solver, improviser, podcast host, or person in the 4 years of this podcast. So legally, we have to start freshman year over again, starting right now. No! Do not throw your caps up in the air. Stop it. No, don't. Everyone walk single file back into the podcast studio. Let's start the episode. No celebrating.
How did she freeze those caps in midair? That was crazy.
Unreal. She's magical.
Back to the studio. And up, it says here, we don't deserve Janet. We blew it. We don't deserve Janet anymore. Maybe in 4 years, we'll earn her as a full-time host. I'm beside myself.
Full?
Addle. Get inside. I'm so sorry, Janet. One day we'll deserve you.
That's fine. Could I see where it says that? I mean, you just said it says here, but was it clear? Was it in the studio?
It's on this Klondike bar wrapper.
It's on the Klondike bar wrapper. It's always on the Klondike bar wrapper.
It's on the inside of it, yeah.
Excuse me, local pervert here, I would do anything for that.
Get out of here.
All right.
Hey, Aaron?
Yes, Adel.
Would you sign my yearbook?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So nice meeting you, Todd.
My name is Adel.
Summer best fishes. Dress little fish.
Oh, Aaron. I saw you do that on everyone's.
So nice meeting you.
Hey, JPC?
Yeah, she Todded me too. She Todded me hard. I got Todd on mine. You got Todd on yours?
Yeah, I got Todd, and I got best fishes.
Oh, she said best wishes for me.
Huh.
She still drew the fish.
Maybe maybe she's just changing the first letter.
I mean, why draw the fish?
Yeah, would you sign my yearbook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I sign yours?
This is awkward.
Can I tell you what I would write, and then you can deem it fit?
It's going to be even more awkward if you do it that way.
Okay.
Because I'll just tell you right now, it is a blanket no, and it's not because of anything that you were going to write. I'm putting my yearbook into a time capsule, like right after graduation, and so I kind of want it like pristine.
Oh, people are still doing that?
My family does it, yeah.
Can I put something in?
Stop asking questions. The answer's going to be no. It's going to be another blanket no.
Okay, excuse me 1 second.
Hey, Todd, will you sign my yearbook?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It is Todd's time to, well, Adel's time to shine. Let's see here. Something funny. Hey, Aaron, Lilas.
What does that mean?
Don't forget to eat your goat cheese. Lilas is a love you like a sister.
Okay.
Let me just scratch that out. I should have talked
mess.
About it versus just writing it.
Hey, other
can
Todd,
I, can
do
I
you want to sign my yearbook?
Wrote? Me?
Other Todd.
Oh.
I would love to. I did just put my pen in a time capsule.
Bummer.
Yeah, so I'm officially not signing any more yearbooks because
okay,
my
well, best wishes
in the time capsule. Sure, it's a family. It's like a family tradition that my family still does.
Oh wait, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Uh huh.
I was reading over your shoulder and I saw that Philip had a really funny thing. Can I just write plus Adel next to Philip's name?
You so in like really 10 years, want that to be how I remember you? Is you trying to get on with someone else's joke?
Well, I just think 10 years from now you'll see it. And you'll assume that came from both of us.
Yeah, I cracked open my dad's time capsule when I was out there, and so I got his yearbook. So now
I heard you cracked open your dad's casket.
All right, yeah, you can. So that says that now, but then I put an arrow. Todd tried to take credit for someone else's joke, so I don't forget what happened.
Fuck.
Yeah, my dad was, unfortunately, the old way the family tradition was you had to sire a son before you graduated, because then you got buried in your casket in a time capsule. And when your son hit 18, of course, obviously, graduation.
Sure.
Yeah, and then dig it up.
Aren't all caskets time capsules? If you think about it.
They're definitely stink capsules. They're definitely smell capsules. Was not really prepared as much for that, for the kind of the wave.
Just realized that my yearbook was actually just a copy of Sense and Sensibility, so I'm starting from scratch.
Aaron, JPC, I'll see you around. Before we go, let's all, on the count of three, let's all say what college we're going to. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Mark
not going to college. Aaron, what was yours?
Don't remember. Bye.
Fans, write in if you remember what college we're all going to.
Happy 4-year anniversary.
Happy 4-year anniversary. Or riddleversary, even.
4 years. Which
we technically have been recording for longer than 4 years.
That's
but
true.
1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is the shirt that I'm wearing.
Okay, I just took 4 shots of tequila. I hope those
Aaron.
Sit well in my stomach for the episode.
4 is the pumpkin anniversary. So did you guys get any pumpkin related anniversary gifts?
I carved a jack-o'-lantern out of a watermelon.
Okay, yeah.
Pumpkins weren't at the stores. It's
July.
Yeah,
because it's July, so.
And I cut off your head and replaced it with a pumpkin.
Oh,
it looks good.
Where'd you find that pumpkin?
Where'd you find that head?
I can't believe it's been 4 years. Does it feel like 4 years to you?
It does and it doesn't.
Okay.
It feels like both 4 weeks and it feels like 40 years. So do with that what you will.
Interesting.
It's weird that half of our shelf life has been over Zoom.
A little sad. I miss recording in person.
Agreed. Which is why I think our live shows are so fun. And
I'm Mr. Recording in person.
Ooh,
and
Billy
we're
Crystal.
Like oil and water. We don't get along.
I will say doing the live shows is so fun. And thank you to everyone who came out to our Chicago live show. What a treat. What a joy. So
now,
many fun people.
No thank you to those who came out to the LA live show. That was easy for you.
I thought we'd thank them already.
No. I wanted
shit.
To anyone who comes out that's not Chicago, no thank you.
Well, I do want to put on blast our Kansas City live show. 0 people in attendance.
Yeah.
I guess it's because we didn't do one.
We didn't book it. We didn't go there.
Yeah.
And we didn't put the show on.
But I can't remember if we didn't book it because nobody showed up or if we didn't, people didn't show up because we didn't.
Yeah,
book
we
it.
Get lost in the sauce with how
it's
all
a bit
that
of a
stuff works.
Catch 22.
Exactly.
Speaking
suffice
of
suffice to say, it was a bad audience.
Catch these 22 eggs.
Catch these hands, God.
Aaron, are you old man puzzles today?
Well, what do you think?
I think yes. Can we get into our... For 4 years, we should do at least 4 riddles, I feel like.
We'll see if I even decide to do one.
You don't get to pick how many riddles we do when we're not old man puzzles.
No, you're right. We should.
That's a classic Hey Riddle Riddle misstep.
That's a riddle faux pas.
I'm not old man puzzles, and I think maybe we do 10 today.
That's okay. A riddle faux pas and faux mas.
Aaron, I want to ask you this.
Yes, of course.
Do you feel like doing riddles today?
Let me see. I'm checking in with my body. My jaw mm-hmm. feels tight.
Body keeps a score. Body knows. Body knows.
Did she say creatine?
Creatine
knows. Feel your creatine levels.
Aaron, you are jacked.
And no, my like body Natalie does Portman. Not feel like doing riddles. But
and Leon okay. the professional.
You don't always get what you want.
Wow. For the record, I just, we took a little break in between recording the opening bit and then coming into this. I did go and pee, and my body is technically right now in riddle ketosis. So I am perfectly attuned to doing riddles. This is the best time to do riddles for me.
See, I had riddles for breakfast and lunch, so I'm like overload on riddles.
Got it. Adel, how are you doing?
I went to the bathroom as well during the break. I peed in my toilet standing up, but the piss hit the water and for some reason jetted back into my mouth. It hit at such an angle it went back into my mouth.
You are running out of excuses as to why you're drinking your own pee.
I'm at
the end of the line. That's so funny.
The only way to get halitosis is to pee in your mouth.
That's what halitosis is, right? You piss in your own mouth? And people exactly. hate it.
So I have some listener submitted riddles. The first ones
Dentists
come
hate
from
this
Liz.
One weird trick.
The first ones come from Liz, they, them. They say, hey, Aaron, JPC, and Adel, and maybe Janet. Ah, Liz, you just missed her.
You just missed her. We'll pass it along.
We'll pass it along.
Liz. Hi, Liz.
But Liz wrote some word avalanches.
Uh-oh.
Thank God Janet left. She hates these. So
Liz, what are you doing?
Thank
Liz,
you to
what
them
are you
for
doing?
What are you doing?
Writing these original word avalanches for us. Are you ready?
Yes, this is amazing. Bespoke word avalanches.
Can I ask a question about the email Liz sent? Did they say that they like the show? Or is this like... Because we get a lot of mean-spirited riddle submissions.
Well, all I know about Liz is that they have like an excellent sense of judgment because they were going to read these to us at our July 3rd live show in Chicago and then realized that this was probably not going to be the easiest way. And then at the end of the email, they say such nice stuff that I will read to you when we're not recording.
Yeah, it does feel like a lot of people submit riddles who no longer listen to the podcast and are just trying to ruin it for others.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like... Harper did read some riddles at the July live show, and we really gave it to him. So maybe Liz chose correctly here.
Yeah, they just are slowly lowering their hands and putting the hood over their head and just like, ooh. Okay, so an inappropriate broadcasting of the guy who played Harvey Dent and a podcast host with an excellent taste in sweaters make mistakes while out shopping. An inappropriate broadcasting of the guy who played Harvey Dent and a podcast host with excellent taste in sweaters making mistakes while out shopping.
Okay, so Aaron's going to be the host with the sweater. Aaron Eckhart is going to be Harvey Dent.
I think it might be Tommy Lee Jones.
I think it might be Billy D&D Williams. inside joke between JPC and I.
I want to be a part of every inside joke that you two have. It's done. No more two-person inside jokes. They're done now. It's just
Three-Face. Okay. Yeah, so Three-Face is the new Batman villain?
Yeah, because I need to be included.
There's a third chest on my... There's a third face on my chest. There's a third chest.
I know we mentioned this in my dream. Or no, I know we mentioned this off-air, but in my dream last night, Adel murdered me, and now I'm on edge.
I woke up to a text that Aaron just said, I had a dream that you murdered me last night, so happy Monday. And I was like... I don't know what to do with this information.
I do like how Aaron said, I know we just mentioned this in my dream, and that is the biggest, like, I know we just talked about this in my dream, but I have to reiterate.
you guys, I'm on edge. I got murdered last night by who I thought was my friend. Thought you were my friend, Adel.
It's usually a person that you think is your friend that murders you.
God damn.
That's what they say. Yeah. It's always someone you befriend. So, Aaron... Maybe is error part of it?
An inappropriate.
Error?
No.
Inappropriate.
No error.
So what
inappropriate
would be
broadcasting?
Airing.
Mm-hmm.
Airing would be a broadcast.
A blank airing of.
So inappropriate sounds like Aaron.
Inappropriate.
Get on a Brian.
Is that Brian's? An airing. Stand? Airing.
No, you. It's a blank airing and.
Inappropriate.
Oh, Lou's licking my leg. It's okay, Lou.
In your dreams.
Wait, an yeah. air. It's blank Aaron as in Aaron Eckhart.
No, airing. An blank airing. A-I-R-I-N-G.
So that's a broadcast.
Yeah.
Of Aaron. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is errant?
An mm-hmm. errant? Yeah.
Errant. Errant is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. An
so
errant
airing of Aaron and Aaron.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the last two words?
Can you remind me what the clue mm-hmm. is?
Excellent taste in sweaters, making mistakes while
error.
Out shopping.
Airing.
Airing.
Mm-hmm.
Errands.
Yeah. Say it all
wow.
together.
An errant airing of Aaron and Aaron airing errants.
I'm glowing because I'm hearing my name over and over again.
No, Aaron, I think you put on that 1920s makeup. It's all lead.
And it's burning and it's poison and it's already in my blood.
It's all
it
led you here
terrible.
To being the most beautiful woman alive.
Thank
Miss
you.
Isotope, 1920.
All right, next. A retired late night host's inoffensive
hey.
Bluebird powered computer invented by a cutoff wearing podcast host in the urine ocean.
I do want to see a scene.
Craig Kilborns, born to kill boards.
I do want to see a quick scene.
Yes.
I'm going to be Jay Leno, and I'm going to come up to you each in turn to do a little segment that I like to call jaywalking.
Hey, everybody, I'm here on the street, Jay Leno here, and we're going to talk to...
No,
sorry?
You're crazy, Jay. You're crazy, Jay.
Yo, Kevin Eubanks, everyone. Everyone give it up for Kevin Eubanks.
Jay, no.
And you're actually kind of negative.
Jay, don't.
You're being
Jay.
Kind of negative.
No, Jay, no.
So here's a clip of me going out on the street, and I ask people kind of questions. And
Jay.
And we see what they say. Excuse me, ma'am.
Sorry, my son is choking. Do you know,
Sorry, I have something a little more important. Can you name who the vice president is right now?
He's turning blue. My son, could you... I don't know.
No, he is turning blue because he is a Democrat, so that means it would be...
My son, please, someone help my son.
It's not my son. Who's the famous boxer who fought Evander Holyfield and bit off his ear?
It's okay, honey. I'm going to save you.
That would have been prime time to say my son, but,
Jay! No, Jay!
Kevin, how did you get out here?
Jay, the woman's son's dying, Jay! Please! Help her, Jay!
Pretty good impression, Adel.
Thank you. I've never done it before, never will again.
No, we don't know that. I might have you do it later. Okay, I'm calling it now. No matter what scene Adel's in today, he has to play it as Jay Leno.
Come on, this is prison.
You murdered me in
I
cold
murdered you
blood.
I murdered
for
you in
no
my
reason.
Sleep as well.
Oh, God. And this is your punishment.
So it is. I assume it's Jay, because there's a blue yeah. bird, which would be a blue Jay, and then Jay Leno.
A retired late night host, inoffensive blue bird.
So pause real quick. So a retired late night host is Jay.
Jay.
And what was the next part?
Inoffensive blue bird.
Inoffensive. Is that just Jay, or is
no.
inoffensive part of it?
There's no, not all of them will have Jay in it.
Inoffensive. Which
blue
would be...
Jay.
Inoffensive.
Inoffensive bluebird? What's
Don't
another
worry,
name for a bluebird? Is it a kind
blue
of bluebird? Like a blue jay? Peacock?
That I part has... The bluebird part has to be jay, right?
I'd say the thing that's going to help you is inoffensive. This is you would describe it like as a comic who doesn't say anything.
Oh, clean?
But doesn't push the boundaries. It's two letters.
Two letters. Easy.
The second two letters
of... Oh, PC.
Yeah.
PC.
J's PC.
J's PC, J. What's the rest of it?
What's the rest of the thing?
So this is hard because they're all going to be kind of out of order. The answer is out of order from the order in which you get them.
Okay.
So if you just get all of the words, I'll allow
it. What's the full thing?
A retired late night host's inoffensive bluebird powered computer invented by a cutoff wearing podcast in the urine ocean.
So Jay's PC.
Yeah, but that's sort of out of it's. Yeah, Jay's PC and then your name.
JPC. Jay's mm-hmm. PC.
And then
JPC.
Urine.
What was it? Urine? Pee.
And then urine. Mm-hmm. And then the ocean.
Pacific.
No.
The sea. The sea.
Yeah. And then the retired, or like a blue.
Jay?
Yeah, blue, Jay.
The son who's choking.
And then the computer.
PC.
PC.
All right, now say what it all together.
Aaron, can you just read?
Wait, I don't get it. So
I
wait,
don't understand.
Why is it presented? Why is it presented as a sentence and the answer's out of order? What is that happening?
So four times twelve plus 10. But no, put the number before that. Put the number before the 4 times 12.
You can't just do three things that are JPC and be like, yeah, but you got to figure out the order.
J is PC, JPC, PC, J, PC.
Aaron, I'm going to cut that audio and play it at your funeral to make you sound insane.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be there, idiot, because my friend murdered me. I'm not even going to be there for you to be now, satisfied with the gotcha.
Now, normally, we don't let killers come up to, at the funeral and play an audio clip, but who can turn down this face?
Hey, huh? Hey, everybody, I'm going to do some jaywalking here.
Oh, Jay, please don't.
Okay, we're moving on.
Don Rickles,
because we have to go on a break soon. Okay, all right, last one from Liz. The father of a plaid-loving podcast host who will put some herbs on a confused Barbie belonging to the author of the BFG.
So the father
Addle's
of a plaid...
Addle.
You can't just say Addle and Addle and Addle all over.
I think
over
I can. I think if the last one taught us anything, I think I can.
Well, right, hold on. The father of a plaid-wearing podcast host would be Shoki. So I'm dying to see where this goes.
Addle's dad, uh-huh.
So it's like Addle's dad, Will, but combine dad and Will.
Oh, Addle's daddle.
Mm-hmm. My dad's Will? What did he leave me? Aaron, what did he leave me?
this podcast. So yeah. I hope you like it. Addle's daddle.
Addle's skedaddle.
Add. He'll put some herbs on. So he'll add. Addle's daddle.
Addle's daddle. Add dill.
Uh-huh. The guy who wrote BFG.
Oh, roll doll.
Dolls, yeah. So Addle's daddle, add dill to dolls.
To dolls.
And then when you're just riddled with something, you're...
Addled.
Uh-huh. And then Barbie...
Is hot.
No, Barbie...
Margot Robbie.
What Kim. Is she?
Dreamhouse.
A doll.
What is she? A doll.
A doll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's, you don't have to do a doll, just doll.
Doll. Addles? So Addle's daddle, mm-hmm. add dill to doll's addle doll.
Yeah, you got it. That nice one's really fun to say. Nice Addle's daddle, add dill to doll's addle doll.
We should each do our own. Those are amazing, by the way, Liz. Thank you. And we should each do one of those before we record a podcast as our warm up.
Mm-hmm. An errant airing of Aaron and Aaron airing errands. J's PC, JPC, PC. PC, JPC. Addle's daddle, add dill to doll's addle doll.
I love that.
Ooh, thank you, Liz. They were super sweet in their email. Thank you for writing original riddles, and we appreciate you. Let's go on a really quick break so I can reset my face after reading all of that.
A quick break.
Oh. JBC's broken.
I think I did it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our 4-year anniversary show. Raise your hands if you think we're making it to 5.
Years ago.
Oh, sorry. Addle's gone, and a president's here. Hi, Mr. President.
Hello, my name is Honest Habe.
Why do you look like Jay Leno?
You cut me, little President's Day special.
Thank you. Keep him honest.
God
keep him honest.
It.
That's why they call him Honest Abe, because he's just like Jay Leno.
I cannot
honestly.
Tell a lie, except for when I read the wacky headline. Do you see this? Do you hear about this?
I'm enjoying this. I regret this. I'm enjoying it.
I never dip into my Tonight Show money.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
But somehow I own 4,000 cars.
What is that? Is it he never dipped into the Tonight Show money, but he just made all that money doing stand up?
Yes. But it's also insane to be like, he's got to be 71 or 72. It's insane to be like, I'm 72. I have $350 million in the bank that I will not touch because I don't want to fuck up my future finances. And it's so like, also, what are you doing, buddy?
What is Will Not Touch? Like, is it just sitting there depreciating, or is he actually, like, investing that money? Like, what does he mean, Will Not Touch? Because basically, if that's true, his money's just losing 8% every fucking
year.
Oh,
yeah, interest doesn't keep up with inflation. We all know that.
We all know this. Except maybe Jay Leno doesn't know this.
What was that, Aaron?
Nothing.
Hey, everybody, hear about this? Interest doesn't keep up with inflation, so I'm ruined. Should have touched that money. You hear about this?
So funny. All right, more riddles.
Him and Kevin Eubanks have a daytime TV show.
What?
And I've only ever seen
Whale
waiting in the lobby of like a doctor's office or an auto mechanic. And
Are you serious?
Yes.
How have I never heard about this?
Because it's new. It's new-ish.
Oh, you heard about this?
You heard about this?
This man cannot let go. He keeps retiring, and then he's like, I can't do this. I can't be home.
Kevin, you heard about this?
I can't dip into my Tonight Show money.
I can't be alone with my thoughts. Kevin, you heard about this? I can't sit alone with my thoughts.
Okay, hold on. You've just turned into Sylvester the cat.
Kevin, you heard about this?
Suffering Thuckatash.
I gotta get that putty cat.
And then Kevin Eubanks is Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
So these next listener-submitted riddles, and by the way, if you want to send us some riddles, especially if they're original, send them to hrrpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail, and we'll give you that number later. But these are from Tyler.
And I cannot stress enough, if you are putting your riddles on the HMS podcast, that ship is going to be destroyed as part of a weapons test.
Honestly, that ship has sailed.
Well, it's already sailed. It sailed like 3 years ago. They keep building more of the fucking things. They load them up with listener riddles, and then they put them out in the middle of the ocean and fucking sink them.
We're going to have to get a treasure diver. Major General?
To dive down there. Get these fucking riddles. Just don't do it. Just don't put them on the boat. Send them in the email. It's easier. You don't have to go to a dock.
Yeah, that's true.
You sound like Joe Biden.
It's easier. You can only put them on a dock.
Why?
We're all discovering impressions today.
Not me. Never me. It's fine. Okay, so.
Aaron, I am once again asking you to discover an impression.
Nancy Pelosi?
It's Pelosi!
Yay! Okay.
Nobody's safe.
All right, you guys be serious. These are from Tyler.
Yes.
And Tyler is so sweet. Tyler, he, him, we can say his name. And at the end of the riddles, he apologizes.
Okay.
So if that's an indicator of how he just cares that we have to do riddles and he feels
Got
sad.
It.
All right, so these are 10 movie mashup riddles. I'll give the synopsis of a brand new movie created by mashing together any two movies or shows. The answer is formed by in the mashing together the two titles.
Okay.
Hell yeah, this is exciting.
Yes, okay.
Aaron, are we allowed to use knowledge that we have from outside of the game to solve these riddles?
No.
Damn it.
I'm resetting you as little babies. Aaron, will any of these be adult films?
I think they all are going to be. If you work in that industry, we're about to give you 10 fresh, hot, new names.
Juliet Louis-Dreyfus with LL Cool J. That would be Veep Goat. Is it the movie Veep Goat?
Okay, I don't want to look at your search history ever. Remind me to never, ever, ever go on your computer.
And
every time I'm about to go on your computer to look something up, I want you to knock it right out of my hands and onto the floor.
And if you want to protect yourself from weird searches, use Veep Goat.
Veep Goat. A VPN and also
a goat.
A board.
The vice president's a goat? That does sound like a kid's movie where it's like a Disney Plus movie.
Yeah.
Like, the vice president's a
Poor
goat.
Poor Tyler right now is thinking, wow, they're about to do my riddles and then they keep not doing them. And I just want to hear my riddles read on the show. We're getting to them.
We're getting to them, Tyler.
Okay, a golden retriever descends on an umbrella to use magic in a song to help two British children and their busy father discover there's nothing in the rule book against family.
Ted Lassie.
Air Bud Poppins?
Ted Lassie! Oh, I'm frozen. I'm frozen in happiness. Give me bad news, quickly. I'm too happy. Give me bad news.
Jay Leno just died.
Bad news, Adel. Bad news.
A goat's the vice president.
Bad news, Adel. Bad news.
Okay, so
you have to combine the names.
Poppins, it's not just Mary Poppins and Air Bud, right?
Yeah, but how do you say it?
Airy Poppins?
No.
A-I-R-Y? Airy Poppins? Mary Buttons?
Mary Poppin Airy? Puppies out of that
puss. Mare Air Buddy Poppins.
Mare
Buddy Poppins.
Poppins.
Okay.
Mare Buddy Poppins. Like Mare Buddy Poppins.
So the answers to this will be strokes.
Well, yeah. No. I thought they were like one word combined into the second word, but that was one word like turduckened into.
In the middle, yeah.
In the middle. Mm-hmm. So is that all of them will be in the middle, or they can be in the middle?
They can be.
Okay.
They can be.
Laura, so Tyler, you didn't fuck up there. That's not on you.
No.
Don't feel bad about that one, Tyler.
That's on me.
Laura Ingalls is about to get a little wilder.
Girls Gone Wilder.
Nope. When a golden retriever joins her family's Midwest adventures.
Air Bud on the Prairie? Little House on the Air Buddy? Hold on. Little House on the Air Buddy.
Are these all Air Buddy?
There's no rules that said a girl on the prairie can't play basketball.
You're so close.
Little House on the Prairie Buddy.
Yep.
Nice. Prayer Buddy.
I'm crying. Okay, here's the next one.
These are all going to be Air Bud.
You don't know that. A young man is sent from West Philadelphia to live with his wealthy golden retriever.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air Bud.
Their massive doghouse.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air Bud.
Philadelphia Air Bud. Tom Hanks in Philadelphia Air Bud.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Erin, you are a young lady who lives on a prairie or the farm. And JPC, you are a new dog that she discovers, and you have the power of flight.
Why, hello there. Oh my goodness, you have something stuck in your paw. Let me get it out for you, small dog. Oh, poor baby. One, two, oh, there you go. All better. Yeah. Well,
Sorry, Captain, they're ready for you.
Puts on some shades.
What's going on?
Real nice to meet you. I gotta be going. Look, I'm not often in St. Louis, but if I am, I give you a call.
Sorry, I live on this farm with my family, and you're a talking dog? Did I hit my head on the bridge this morning?
Look, I got a layover here in a couple of weeks. I wouldn't mind coming back.
Attention, everyone. Labra Delta Flight 204 to Cincinnati will be leaving in 2 minutes.
That's my plan.
I live on the prairie in the past, and I don't know what any of this future jargon is.
It was nice meeting you. Obviously, it's not going to work out. That's totally fine. But I'll be here in a couple of weeks if you're fair enough, sir, if you want to do it.
It's okay. I never really actually met you. It's clear that I hit my head pretty hard.
No, this is a captain of a Air Delta flight. Delta Retriever. What was it? The Delta Retriever.
Scene.
I was about to say, Sarah, wake up. You hit your head pretty hard kissing that dog.
A boy runs away to an island filled with golden retrievers who make him their king in this Spike Jonze adaptation of the classic picture book.
Where the wild things are, bud?
Where the wild things are, air buddy?
Where the
air bud?
Air bud the wild things are?
Yeah, where bud the wild things are.
Where bud the wild things are. Okay, gotcha.
Interesting.
These are difficult. These are hard.
Adel, I think you in particular will like this one for so many reasons. You'll see that in a second. Daniel Day-Lewis shines as a prospector who will stop
there
at
will
nothing.
Be air, but.
There will be
Wait,
air, but.
Hold on. Nothing to adopt all the golden retrievers during the golden retriever boom of the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
Okay. That's
Come on.
Stopped.
Now what did Tyler do that is hilarious? He did the best for, he came up with the perfect title. What did he do?
Their bud will be blood.
Okay, yeah, but there he did it.
Air bud will be.
Their bud.
You got the first
bud,
part.
Their will be.
Bud will be blood.
Their bud will be air blood.
Yep, there you go. You got it.
that is fucking incredible.
I knew you would love twice. That.
I drink your milkshake, which I shouldn't have because I'm a dog and chocolate kills me.
Jay.
Well, I just have fun.
This is my son and my partner, Air Bud.
Let Daniel Day do this.
Twin.
I really want that to catch on. For people to say, let's Daniel Day do this.
Well,
how do we make that happen? How do we make the world?
He's not acting anymore, right? He's not acting anymore.
Hey, Adel,
he'll come back. Yeah,
we let go and let God is how we do that.
We let go of it.
We let go and we let God.
Believe in God.
Wouldn't it be funny if like Daniel Day-Lewis quit acting and then he just did like direct-to-DVD screwball comedies. Like, that's
if
all...
he did, like, American Pie 6 or something, I would be like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. I would love Stifler. You have to know, Stifler, that what you chase...
You fucked my mom. Because she's... You drink my milkshake.
That's what it is. You drink my milkshake.
You drink my milkshake, yes.
We got to write this script.
How
we got to do a
money,
table reading.
How much money do you think it would take Daniel Day-Lewis to agree to come on like a direct-to-DVD American Pie 18 like fuck camp,
buddy,
just to come on to do a scene where he says, you drank my milkshake?
Buddy, the thing with Daniel Day-Lewis is it's not about money.
For everybody, it's about money. There's a price.
No,
How much for him to make their bud will be air blood? How much?
He's married to, I want to say, Arthur Miller's daughter.
Is that Martha right? Miller?
Martha Miller.
I think he's
married to Arthur Miller's daughter. So between the two of them, they are not struggling. Just like Jay Leno, they're not struggling for money.
Wait, is Arthur Miller, was he rich? He was a playwright.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Residuals? Married to Marilyn Monroe?
Okay.
So this next one is twin golden retrievers at doggy camp devise a clever play to make their parents fall back in love.
Buzz, the pair air bud trap. This is hard to say. The pair air bud trap.
Yeah, the pair buttoned trap. That one doesn't work as well.
Pair buttoned?
Yeah, because
Tyler,
you put pair
I love the effort.
I see.
The pair buttoned trap.
Okay, I like it.
Regis asks 15 multiple choice questions to contestants.
Who wants to be a millionaire, bud?
Yeah. On their way to becoming a golden retriever. Perfect.
Who wants to be a millionaire, bud?
What?
That's not a movie.
Yes, it is.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, a movie?
Yeah. It's the Bollywood one.
Oh, Slumdog Millionaire, bud.
Thank you.
Movies or TV shows?
Oh, it could be TV shows.
Because the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The French have a saying. Wait, is it the French Prince of Bel-Air?
No, it's not. It's French.
In West Versailles, born and raised with cheddar on my baguette every day.
And this podcast is free, right?
I said,
holy shit.
I said one little merde and my mother got scared. She said, you're moving to France with your friend in Versailles. That doesn't work.
Every other part of it works.
Cut out that part.
Casey, put a
big beep over that.
Nope, actually, that's great. Casey, just put a beep on it, and then let's all do a react. We're like, oh, shit, that rhymed.
No.
Whoa.
How did I not? I said merd. I subconsciously set myself up to rhyme merd with Bel Air, and I totally ignored it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens.
JPC, I think you will like this one. A group of criminal golden retrievers transported to the Supermax pound take over the plane. Yes, it's Con Air, bud. A golden retriever handles
the most. Why
couldn't
you put down the bunny?
A golden retriever handles the most difficult... Actually, I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are a golden retriever, and you're auditioning for Con Air, and Adel, you are the casting agent.
Okay, come on in. So, you know, you've read the script, and you know the motivations and the lines, so whatever...
I'll be reading for Diamond Dog.
You'll be reading for Diamond Dog, okay.
Diamond Dog, yeah. Right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, just go ahead and launch it.
Can we be honest?
Yeah.
I know Ving Rhames is going to do the part.
You don't think Ving Rhames is going to do the part?
I know Ving Rhames.
You know Ving Rhames is going
to do the part. I'm just here from the studio to drive up his acting cost. It's a little bidding war, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand what's going on.
Well, also, your uncle is the head of Paramount, so we had to a little bit of nepotism.
My uncle's head is a parachute.
Sorry, that's what it is. Your uncle's head is a parachute.
I'm a pilot.
And has he deployed yet or died?
It runs in the family. No, it's still packed up. It packed up right
now. Okay, so whenever you're ready, just go ahead and read for Diamond.
And Captain, they are ready for you.
Unbelievable. A 3-hour layover and I'm ready for it. Okay. Well, let's just do the part. Let's do the part, okay?
Are you flying a mouth wet flight?
Robert?
Flying mouth wet?
Very offensive to my people. Very.
Oh, I'm not saying you have a wet mouth. I'm not saying all dogs have wet mouths.
Oh, you're not.
Well, I guess if I think about it, a lot of dogs have wet mouths. Have you heard about this? You think this? Kevin, you heard about this?
Jay, just do the audition, Jay.
Okay, go ahead.
John Malkovich. John Cusack.
It can't possibly say that in the script.
It does. It's a bad script. It's not good. They accidentally call Cole Meany a couple of times. Cole Meany? Can you hear that through my head? Cole Meany.
Cole Meany. I don't know.
Cole Meany.
Colm Meaney, is that a person?
You don't know how hard it is to say the actor Colm Meaney.
I can't tell
as
anything.
A dog.
Colm Meaney.
The captain's saying Colm Meaney.
Okay, can he say Reeve Buscemi?
Okay. Very offensive to my people. To say Reeve Buscemi like that, very offensive
to
my people.
No, some of my best friends is Scooby-Doo.
Jay! Jay!
Scene.
What is this show?
Perfect.
This that's the second time I've done a dog and the fifth time I've done Kevin Eubanks. Today.
My mom is going to call me tomorrow and be like, what'd you do yesterday? I'm going to go, I played Jay Leno casting Con Air to a dog.
Casey said, no, bad.
bad scene.
Okay, roll so over. You got two more.
Big.
A golden retriever handles the most difficult criminal defense cases in this best-selling series of novels adapted for TV, film, and radio.
Con Aaron Brockovich.
Nope.
Damn it.
That's great. Boy, is this got to be one of those shows that I don't care about. Is it like the good lawyer?
Buddy Mason.
Buddy Mason.
Law and Order SU Dog.
Buddy Mason. I know that name. I know Perry Mason.
Buddy Mason.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I see. Yes, it's
Pear right. Buddy
You're giving me the airbud part. Yeah, thank you.
Look, I have no idea what this one's about, but I know it has golden retrievers and it's based on the book by Charlotte Bronte.
Charlotte Bronte, one of the least popular Bronte sisters. This would be
the woman's first and last
Jane Eyre buddy. Jane Eyre bud.
A thousand apologies and 2,000 your welcomes from Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. You clearly have listened to the show for quite some time and had an understanding of what we would like.
Tyler.
So thank you for taking the time to make those.
I hate to put limitations on you, Tyler. We will accept 50,000 more of those and not a single one more.
Yeah, you have to do 50,000 more.
You're capped at 50,000 submissions, Tyler. We're going to hold your feet to the fire on that one, buddy. And we hate to do it, but we have to make the rules. We have to make
Tyler,
the hard call.
I'm not sure you noticed, but all of them were Air Bud. He noticed.
I certainly
doesn't
didn't
matter.
Notice.
JPC, can we have some voicemails, please?
Dude, you don't even got to ask because I love playing these voicemails. Casey? Wait for the beep, hey, riddle, riddle. I wanna get the calls on the voicemail, and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
You all are amazing. I just want to say thank you. And if this is anything like the email, this will be played in about 5 years on an episode. So I wanted to say to my future self, hello. And if you haven't asked her to marry you, you are a coward. Good day, sir.
Wow, I don't think he thought that would be played 2 weeks after he said it.
No.
You gotta pull the trigger now, buddy.
You gotta pull the plug now.
I
don't know what the state of this relationship is, but congratulations, I guess, on this kind of like shotgun wedding on the podcast.
He's like, oh no, I thought I had 5 years. I have no money saved.
We just started dating. We've been dating for 4 months. Oh God.
I have no money saved, but you're Arthur Miller's daughter, so it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You're a Miller.
You're a Miller's crossing.
Yeah, and I guess if you want to propose to someone in the voicemails, then you know, feel free to use the voicemails for that. I forgot to say that number. That number is 1-805-RIDDLE-1, 805-RIDDLE-1.
Empire.
I think
today.
We have another one.
One more. Let's hear the other one.
Wait, hey, hold on. We gotta facilitate some sort of proposal.
Oh,
we have
no.
to. Right?
How about I'll ask. Hey, he said her, right?
I think so.
I don't remember.
Great. Hey. It's me, Aaron Keefe, from the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle.
You know that proposal you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
What's the name of the guy?
I don't fucking know. What am I, Captain Memory over here?
Did he say his name?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you know your boyfriend's voice. If that's your boyfriend, I'm Aaron Keefe. I'm here to propose for him. Hi, will you marry him? He's going to be so nice to you. He's going to do 50% of the labor.
You don't know that.
He's better be, because if he's not the best husband ever, he'll have to answer to me. That's the Aaron Keefe guarantee. And I
so
will
answer
personally
to you means
yell at husband.
You'll read him a riddle and he has to give you the answer?
Yeah, basically. My dream job is yelling at other people's husbands when they act shitty. So give me a call and I'll figure it out. But he's going to treat you right. So say yes. She said yes. Okay, great. Next voicemail.
I hope that all works out.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, I got a bone to pick with you. Not really. I actually ended up getting the day off because I stayed up way too late listening to your podcast and catching up. And when I was late this morning, my boss was like, oh, you've been overworked. Just have today off, PTO, for free. So thank you very much. Could not have done it if I hadn't fallen behind on your podcast and then caught up all in one night. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Bye.
Well,
this is JPC's dream.
Mm-hmm. He has the cadence of like a nice engine where it's like, da 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 da. I really enjoy that. It's very soothing.
Yeah, and he obviously was an engine that puttered out because he didn't have enough coal shoved in him, a.k.a. our podcast. Because if there had been more episodes, he would have powered through and then gone to work early, probably. Mm-hmm.
And I think he said his job gave him BTO, which, of course, we all know from the 1970s stands for Bachman Turner Overdrive, the band that sings the song Taking Care of Business, and whose son is Tal Bachman, who sang the song She's So High.
Keep going.
So anyways, the secret want of the hosts of the show is that you never go to work again.
Yeah.
Hey, Riddle Riddle says, quit your jobs. Don't show up. That's what we say.
I do think it's really so nice to listen to the show all night and then go into work and be like, I'm too sick from listening to the funny podcast. I have to go to the nurse.
Are you
German
in this situation?
They say, come to the back of the boat.
Jay. Adam Sandler's German.
Jay.
What are you saying?
Well, Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, Aaron. I was recently a guest on the podcast Yes Androgyny. So please check me out on Yes Androgyny podcast on the episode I just recently guested on. And also a little bit ago, I was a guest on a podcast called Pitch a Podcast. So please also check out Pitch a Podcast. JPC, anything to plug?
Yep, today's five-star review comes from Tomahawk from Pitch a Podcast. It's titled, Is Adel Mad at Me? I love the show so much that it inspired to start my own podcast last year. I asked Adel to come be a guest on my show, and he did. I know he guests on shows a lot because he frequently plugs them on the podcast, but he didn't plug mine. So ever since January, I've been wondering if I made him mad on my podcast. Instead of asking him myself, I thought getting JPC to read out his review, this five-star review, would be a better course of action. Long live Tim Allen Wrench. Well, I gotta say, shitty timing, Tomahawk.
You look like a fool.
You look like a complete fucking
idiot. Wow. Yikes. I guess that didn't turn out to be a good strategy.
I do also love that I painted myself into the corner of, if I guess on a podcast, I must plug it.
Well, I mean, you did, and this guy still got mad, so don't get what's going on with you, Tomahawk. Seems like you can take that petty shit, leave it to the professionals.
In all honesty, what happened was, I used to, as soon as I guested on shows, I would plug them on here. But then a lot of shows I guested on were like, your episode will come out in 3 months.
Yeah,
and so I stopped doing it because I couldn't remember when, I couldn't keep track of scheduling. So I was just like, I can't keep track of this. And it's not something I want to, you know, weigh myself down with. So I do love all the shows I guest on and I hope to plug them all. But it's tough when it's scheduled for later.
Hope to plug them all like a
gotta plug
discount
them all. Pokemon
like a Pokemon pervert. Like Aaron, Stifler. anything that you have to plug?
Just check out Sitcom D&D if you haven't already, or if you listened to it and then didn't like it, just go give it one more chance and it'll never bother you about it ever again. And then check out Bill Budd's podcast and also Hello from the Magic Tavern. I know that JPC and I have both been on Hello from the Magic Tavern recently. I don't know if those episodes are out
I've
yet.
I've never
Can
been
I say
asked.
That?
Is there anything, Adel's never been on that show. Is there anything that you would also recommend people give a second chance to? Because I am a big fan of second chance plugs. Here's what I will say. As an adult, if you haven't had them in a while, give Pickles another shot. I think that your taste buds change over time. I think you might like Pickles the second time around.
If you don't like Pickles, I don't want you as a listener.
Pickles, tomato.
I'll say it.
Nope. Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, you lady on the street. Can you name a single planet that starts maybe with my first name?
Jay, I'm so sorry to do this. Stab. Jupiter.
Oh, Jay. E2, Brute. E2, Erebronus, Erebut. Bye forever.
Oh, Jay's dying. Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, Riddle. Hey there, Palins and Jules. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another entry into our state series with Alaska. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.